We have one item on our agenda this morning, and that is to begin hearing Senate Bill 686, which could be a vehicle for re-siting of a prison. And a number of people signed up here today to testify, and so let's just jump into it, and we will try to move along.
She's here. I know she got to be first.
Okay.
That's your version. We have mine.
Okay. Senator Q-Tab, I want you to come up and also call her the mayor of Wilsonville, Charlotte Bailey.
No.
You here? Come on up, if you would.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for you, Senator.
There. For the record, my name is Eileen Q-Tub. I'm state senator for Senate District 4, out of Beaverton and Tigers. And I'm here today to tell you about some conceptual amendments that I have to Senate Bill 686. They are conceptual because the Legislative Council has not been able to complete them for us as yet, but I wanted to tell the committee about what I will be offering in those conceptual amendments. As you probably know, I have been involved in this prison siting issue since 1998, I guess, in 1998, a special prison, boy, the years just
come. Mm-hmm.
A prison siting committee was assembled by the president of the Senate, and I was chair of that committee, and we looked at a lot of sites, and I won't go into that whole history, but I will tell you where my stance is at this point in time. That committee found that neither the damaged site nor the Day Road site were appropriate for a prison siting. I maintain that stance for various reasons, most of which the community does not want it. The next is that the physical site at Day Road is not the appropriate site. We should not be making public policy on an inferior site that floods. Thirdly, it costs us additional money in infrastructure, and with that infrastructure comes what many believe to be poisoned water that will give diseases to the citizens of Oregon, and particularly that community. And we have physicians, researchers, other people attesting to that. Furthermore, I would say that this Day Road so-called solution has been rejected by both floors, both chambers of this body, three committees. So I would just ask that you not put us through this one more time. It is inappropriate to place the prison either at Day Road or Damish. And I would like to offer what the conceptual amendments would be to this particular bill. They would prohibit the use of FH Damish State Hospital and the Day Road site as correctional facilities. It would direct the Department of Corrections to construct an intake center and a women's correctional facility at one of the following sites: Junction City, the Tibet Orchard in South Wilsonville. I have a little reservation about that because there may be a well there, but if they have to eventually pull from the Willamette River, I would not support that either. Or a new site located at Donald, which is equidistant from Portland and Salem. This is not Salem. It is less than 5 miles from the Wilsonville exit. It is 160 acres. It has a well on it that produces 1,000 gallons a minute, which would more than serve 1,600 beds for an intake center and a women's prison. It has available sewer lines that could be run to it. It has natural gas that can also be run to that site. We have a willing seller, and we would like the Department of Corrections to look at that. It would also extend in this bill super siting authority so that the prison could be sited at the site. So with that, I would be willing to take your questions. It is a little early to debate all of the issues around this Donald site because we don't have all of the information, but I would place in the bill the legal description of the Donald site as one of the choices. Mm-hmm. It would be one of the options that the governor could use.
Thank you, Senator Chief. I know you've worked long and hard on this issue. We've had numerous conversations, both in the interim and even lately, about this whole issue. And I appreciate the diligence with which you have pursued this in trying to find an equitable and fair solution for the people both in the Oregon and in the Wilsonville area. When will those amendments be drafted?
I'm hoping that they will be available to us by Monday. I haven't been given a date, but I will instruct legislative council that they can work through the weekend to get them done.
Yes. Senator Cusub, is this the same amendment that I requested to be drafted, or you have an own draft also?
Perhaps it is yours.
Okay.
He may be working with the same individual.
Okay. I think there'll be another site in that amendment also.
Okay.
There'll be
great.
Someplace
all with kinds
of Nutella.
Oh, I see. You mean the one that's ready to go and would give better employment opportunities in that area? All for that. We've been there.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming
Thank
over
you.
This morning.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Mayor Lehman. Lehan. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Charlotte Lehan, and I am the mayor of Wilsonville. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. We are, I hope, nearing the end of a process that has now dragged on for nearly 3 years, and I hope doesn't go on for another 3 years. The last 3 years have paralyzed Wilsonville's planning efforts and has put many aspects of our civic life on hold. For the city of Wilsonville, this has always been a land use issue. The area around Damish Hospital has been planned for and has developed as a residential area. And long before it was ever nominated as a prison site, the city, along with Metro and a consortium of 5 state agencies, had spent nearly 2 years master planning not only the Damish property, but the 330 acres surrounding Damish. If we are unable to carry out that master plan, then we are unable to accept our share of regional population growth as called for in Metro's 2040 plan. If Damish and the area around it are not available for growth, then the region has no choice but to shift growth elsewhere, more than likely onto ESU lands. That is why the Metro Council unanimously and consistently opposed the Damish site, but expressed no opposition to the Day Road site. The Day Road site, which is in Wilsonville's urban growth boundary, is in an urban reserve that abuts an entirely industrial quadrant of the city. It is an urban reserve that has already seen significant industrial development and that will never be appropriate or economically feasible for urban residential development. A prison at the Day Road site would bring infrastructure to an area that otherwise would not receive it for many years, and which even now is experiencing increasing urbanization and high-volume truck traffic without adequate roads or the appropriate sewer, water, and stormwater systems to serve it. That infrastructure would benefit the intervening properties in the urban reserve and open hundreds of acres of exception lands in the I-5 corridor for industrial development. The infrastructure would be an investment, not an expense. In addition, the Day Road site offers direct access to a recently rebuilt trucking interchange on Interstate 5 on a route that does not travel through residential neighborhoods or local retail districts. The City of Wilsonville, our City Council, has now unanimously adopted 3 resolutions of interest in support of a prison at Day Road. Those resolutions were all sincere, and we continue to support them. The Metro Council voted to enlarge our urban reserve in order to accommodate the full prison site because they believed that that land use was consistent with Metro's 2040 planning goals. In addition, the Day Road site has been endorsed by the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, the Wilsonville Chamber of Commerce, the North Wilsonville Industrial Association, the Commercial Real Estate Economic Coalition, and by a consortium of local and metropolitan area businesses, including Tektronix, Morse Brothers, Orpak Building Products, Burns Brothers, Spec Properties, Milgard Manufacturing, and many others. I know you will hear from some of them today, and we will, and we have recent letters from a number of others who are not able to attend. We also entered into the record a stack of letters from residents and businesses in the immediate area around the Day Road site who support locating the prison there. No such support exists for the damaged site. I want to take a moment to explain how the City of Wilsonville first identified the Day Road site. On January 30, 1998, following a meeting of the Legislative Emergency Board, legislative leadership informed city staff that the only way to avoid prison construction at Damish was for the city to identify an alternate site in Wilsonville or in Wilsonville's urban reserve area. The Department of Corrections had originally looked for a 130-acre site in the Portland metropolitan area, but at a field hearing of a subcommittee of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Crime and Corrections just 5 days prior, the DOC stated that because a regional warehouse originally planned as part of this project had been moved to Salem, their acreage requirements were now substantially reduced. With that in mind, we went back and carefully examined our local zoning maps and aerial photos and identified the Day Road site, much of which was and still is vacant or unoccupied. The next day, January 31st, 1998, we proposed the Day Road site to legislative leadership, and the E-Board approved funding for construction at either Damish or Day Road. Initially, the Department of Corrections rejected the Day Road site, but that rejection was based on a number of faulty assumptions and on only a three-week review. With the encouragement of many legislators and with the agreement of the governor's office, the DOC undertook a more thorough three-month study of the site. That analysis reached a much different conclusion than their original review. The DOC, the City of Wilsonville, and Metro put a tremendous amount of time and effort into that study of the Day Road site. And by every objective standard, when measured by every objective observer, the conclusion is clear that Day Road is not only superior to Damish, it is viable and desirable site in its own right. In the course of today's hearings, you will undoubtedly hear several points raised by opponents of the Day Road site that I believe need to be addressed up front. The first is that the Day Road site floods. This is not true. And what's more, two separate and independent engineering studies have confirmed that stormwater problems at the site can be completely mitigated by the proposed grading and stormwater handling plan. And we have copies of the stormwater plan here for you. The most recent report by the engineering firm of KCM further concluded that even in a 100-year storm event, the lowest finished floor elevation of the prison would be 2 to 3 feet higher than the highest water. Mr. Chairman, at the start of the current session, a video was sent to each member of the House and Senate by Citizens for Accountability in Prison Siting. That video purports to show flooding on the prison site, when in fact it shows flooding on Grahams Ferry Road and on properties across the street from the prison site. This is perhaps the easiest stormwater problem to deal with. First of all, storm drains along Clay Street at the northern boundary of the site will intercept much of the water that causes this problem, which is coming down from Tualatin. Water that makes it down to the point shown in the video will flow into storm drains at that point, and then transmission lines will carry the water away to the west. The plan for stormwater management here will completely mitigate the problems on the site, any problems on the site or on Grahams Ferry, and partially mitigate the problems on the properties across the street. There is, of course, the question of potable water supply for the prison. As you know, Wilsonville has had a moratorium on the approval of new development applications for the last year and a half because we lack a reliable long-term water supply. However, Wilsonville is not obligated in any way to provide water for a prison at either site. Water for the prison will come from the Tualatin Valley Water District, per an agreement between them and the DOC. An agreement, I might note, that Wilsonville was not even a party to, but that was made possible by the cooperation of the city of Tualatin. Water for the prison provides some short-term benefit for Wilsonville, but it does nothing to solve our long-term water supply problems. As much as people have tried to connect our long-term water problems to the prison, it just isn't there. They are two separate issues. And if the mayor of Tualatin tells you that he will not now allow for a Day Road prison site, for the water to the Day Road prison site to pass through his city, you have to bear in mind that Tualatin has already entered into an agreement to do exactly that. And under ORS 421.628, the Department of Corrections can compel Tualatin to honor their previous agreement. Testimony was presented to the Senate Business and Consumer Affairs Committee that the state shouldn't build a prison at Day Road because it might interfere with plans to build a new freeway connection between I-5 and Highway 99 in Sherwood. This is a completely specious argument. Neither the planning corridor for this project nor the suggested alignment shown in Tualatin's transportation master plan come within a half a mile of the Day Road site. We have copies of both the narrative description and the map from Tualatin's Development Code and Transportation Plan, which clearly show that a prison at Day Road will not interfere with any of these freeway plans. There was also testimony presented at the Senate hearing that this site is in Washington County and Wilsonville is not. I'd like to point out that a significant portion of Wilsonville is in Washington County, about $120 million in assessed valuation, including 126 businesses and only one residential dwelling unit. And since the Day Road site is in Wilsonville's urban growth boundary, Wilsonville alone is responsible for planning and infrastructure provision in this area, a fact that Washington County does not dispute. Arguments that Tualatin is the community most impacted by the Day Road site are disingenuous. No Tualatin land use plans are impacted by a prison at Day Road. It does not affect Tualatin's water, sewer, or stormwater systems. It does not affect Tualatin's comprehensive plan. It does not impact their ability to develop their commercial and industrial areas or their ability to meet housing density goals under Metro's 2040 plan. Tualatin is completely buffered from the site by distance and topography. Through all of the public hearings, Tualatin city officials have not offered even one example of how that city is impacted by this facility, other than to suggest that it might interfere with their plans for a new freeway connection to Sherwood, and as we have already demonstrated, that argument is without merit. Some of the testimony today will probably focus on due process and the claim that Day Road opponents have been denied due process. The fact is, however, that Day Road has been the most publicly explored and debated prison site Oregon has ever considered. The due process for Damish, before it was cited, consisted of two public hearings before the Correctional Facility Siting Authority, and that was twice as many as most other nominated sites received. By contrast, there have been seven public hearings on the Day Road site, today would be number eight, and many other opportunities for the exchange of input and information outside of the public hearing process. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the City of Wilsonville made a commitment to the legislative leadership who first asked us to identify an alternate Wilsonville prison site. We made a commitment to the Governor's Office, the Department of Corrections, and to the State of Oregon. And that commitment was that if the Legislative Emergency Board broadened the funding to cover the Day Road site, which they did, and if the Governor authorized a full review of the site, which he did, and if the DOC found the site to be viable, which they did, then we would cooperate to the best of our abilities to support and facilitate a prison at the Day Road site. We have honored that commitment with our words, our deeds, and with our wallets. The Day Road site is a prime location for this facility. It was a prime location when leadership first asked the governor to consider the site last year. It was a prime location when the governor announced his desire to move the prison there last June, and it remains a prime location today. I understand that some of the people on Gransbury Road and Clay Street do not want to live across the street from a prison. However, that is not in and of itself a valid reason for disregarding the compelling land use and infrastructure issues that argue in favor of Day Road. In fact, there are no land use, infrastructure, or policy issues that make the Day Road site objectionable.
Excuse me, Mayor. Isn't that one of the same reasons that have been offered for not citing the prison at Danish?
Is what?
People don't want to live across the street from
that. That's true, and that will be true at every site anywhere you go, whether it's the Tippett site or the or Aurora or wherever. But we do indeed have significant support and no support for Damish. And again, what I'm saying is I don't think any of these should be based on NIMBY arguments. We've stuck to objective land use criteria, and I think that should be the case on all of these sites,
okay.
Every one of them. With that, I'll conclude. I just want to say that I think it's time to move on. I think it's time for the legislature to cite this facility and not pass it on to look at other sites. I will just say, for one, in regards to the Tippett site, that was looked at much earlier in the process, and even the DOC eliminated that one early on because there is no infrastructure and no way to get infrastructure to the Tippett site, and it's not accessible by any reasonable transportation route.
Before we take questions from here, I'm going to ask Representative Kurt Schrader. Do you want to testify?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead and stay there. We'll
sure. Appreciate this opportunity, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and I'm Representative Kurt Schrader, House District 23. And didn't mean to interrupt the proceedings, but some of the committee I'm in, and I appreciate the ability to slip in here. I'm testifying here today in support of Senate Bill 686. As has been alluded to, it's gone on for a pretty long time. It's kind of time to try and draw this to a little bit of conclusion, if at all possible. Quite frankly, I'm concerned for a variety of reasons. I do represent part of the Wilsonville area. One of the key criteria has been that the city or community has to indicate some favorable disposition to having the prison sited in the area. That has been the case. It has consistently been the case for Wilsonville. I think you'll hear testimony, if you haven't already, about letters and testimony right from the very beginning almost that Wilsonville was ready to do its fair share in the tough prison siting context that we're operating under here in the state of Oregon. To me, it's pretty straightforward. There's the original prison siting process that, hey, let's go through that and let the chips fall where they may, and fortunately or unfortunately, one of those chips fell in Wilsonville. The second process said we want a community, we're going to cite the prison a community that actually wants the prison. Wilsonville, again, has continually said, yes, we're ready to take on that task, that obligation, providing it to the site that meets our city's needs. And that's why this Day Road site, I think, is so critical. It is in their urban growth boundary. There's some original problems that, geez, Washington County was concerned about this, jurisdictional disputes that have now been resolved, as you know. The location is close to Portland. It's close to the I-5 highway. It's in an industrial area. Help open that whole area up. The water supply issue, in part, will be resolved, I think, as a result of this prison being sited at this location. And the public safety of my own area is at risk here. We're allocating another $1.3 million for this biennium for Clackamas County to take to function, basically, as the intake center. And as a result, that intake center, according to Riz Bradshaw, the county sheriff, is starting to get overwhelmed. We're starting to have some problems. We're going to have to start turning people loose before they should be. And that's not what we want here in the state of Oregon. It's certainly not what I want in my county or my community. So we're really getting up against it here. My county's tried to play ball, tried to be very cognizant of the difficulties we face here at the legislature in citing this prison and dealing with the issue. But it is now time to come to resolution here. they need to make these tough decisions, unpleasant decisions though they may be. I think it's time to get it off our plate, deal with other issues, try and get out of here before August if at all possible. Let's move the ball forward, and I urge you to look favorably on Senate Bill 686.
Representative Schrader, we have a variety of amendments being produced for 686, and it will be a... I guess what we need to know is that you're testifying in support of the Day Road site?
That's correct.
Okay. That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Byer.
Representative Schrader, you said that Wilkinsville has always, since David was chosen, been in favor of the prison and just want to move it. Yet, right after it was chosen, they graciously nominated Molalla to be an alternative site. I think that's a little disingenuous to say they've always been in support of having a prison in Wilkinsville. And also, you said it's time for our county to come up and step up and to the site and accept the prison. Isn't Day Road, in fact, in Washington County?
Mr. Chair, Representative Byer, I think my concern is that the county has, my comment was the county has stepped up. Clackamas County has done a lot to help make sure that we've borne the burden of not citing this prison. So I think it's incumbent upon us now as a legislature, as representatives from Clackamas County, to step up and help our county make sure the prison is cited where the people have indicated repeatedly. I think in every district, even Umatilla, I had people writing me that they didn't want the prison in Umatilla, even though there was obviously a significant number of people that were in favor of that site. You're always going to have people in the community, no matter where, say we want it, others say we don't want it. I think the governing body in Wilsonville has been pretty darn consistent since the summer of 97 that they said, all right, we're going to take this prison, we're going to do the best we can for the people of the state of Oregon and our community. That's all they're asking is cite it where they would like in their community.
And I can clarify on the Molalla thing that that in fact what happened there was that the city manager of Molalla expressed some interest in to our city manager about that about the site in Molalla. We never nominated them, and the city of Wilsonville never pursued it. We had citizens, of course, who would jump on any opportunity to put it somewhere, but somewhere other than Damish. But the city of Wilsonville never nominated Molalla. I mean, we have to make a distinction here between the city of Wilsonville and the things that citizens do that we have no control over.
President Starr?
Kurt, I don't want to be argumentative, but it seems to me that the city of Wilsonville has nominated a site that's outside of the city limits, that's closer to another community that's not supportive of it. It seems to me that if they'd accept a prison, they'd accept what the governor has already done.
Mr. Chair, Representative Starr, I think that's a fair comment. I guess I would point out that in the Portland metropolitan area, urban growth boundaries tend to grow together over because there is the close density and proximity to the city. So I point out it's going to be an industrial area anyway, and it's not going to be a residential area next to Tualatin in any case. And it becomes a question, I think, of do you want a factory there or do you want a prison there. Neither one, I think, is going to be overly appealing to the residential individual. And yes, the problem of the day, or excuse me, with the damage site is that with the high growth in our area, as you well know, there was a lot of work done prior to the prison siting issue to site an urban community there, a highly dense community. Wilsonville had worked at length with the governor's office and Metro to make sure that would happen, and we're going to meet our land use goals and that sort of thing. I think it's very appropriate that we have houses in the residential area, prisons and industry in the industrial area. So I think it's probably the best of all worlds as far as we can go. And I would hope that the plans I've seen will be very, very well buffered, perhaps better buffered than some of the industrial development in that area to try and ameliorate the concerns of the citizens of Tualatin.
Cool question.
Okay, thank you, Kurt.
Thank you very much.
For Sid Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mayor Lehan, you've represented that the site is in the urban growth boundary. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. I request committee staff to check with Metro to see if the site is actually within the urban growth boundary and simply not designated as an urban reserve at this time. Secondarily, you've indicated that the site is not in the potential pathway of an I-599 connector, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I request that the committee staff check with the Oregon Department of Transportation for on their current STIP and their current long-range plan to see if that corridor has in fact actually been narrowed, or if this is not simply Tualatin's desirable alignment for that corridor, because I believe the corridor in the region's plans and in the state's plans is significantly wider than this. Thirdly, Mayor Lehan, along with this plan for Bay Road, and actually for any proposals here, is a certain allocation for off-site infrastructure.
Right.
Portion of that is $10 million for water needs. Would you be supportive of this site if it did not include that $10 million for future water
needs? Yes, absolutely, because the $10 million does not come to the city of Wilsonville. It goes to the Tualatin Valley Water District, and only if we have a plant that they later use for the prison do we get a minor share of that towards water expenses, not unlike what you would charge for any other systems development fees for whether it was a prison or some other site.
Okay.
So it's not right. The $10 million doesn't come to Wilsonville.
If this committee and the legislature ultimately were to do what you're trying to propose here today, but reduce that amount, you would not object to that.
It wouldn't bother the city of Wilsonville. We would expect to be reimbursed for our reasonable systems development fees the same as we would for any other user.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. David Tanner. Okay, thank you. You on Ogden in?
Lou Ogden.
Lou Ogden. Okay.
Morning, Chair Simmons, members of the committee. I'm Lou Ogden, Mayor of Tualatin. Appreciate the opportunity to be here and to have this hearing today. I guess I'd like to open by saying two things. One, I would pray to the chair that you let the decision be made by those members of the committee who are important enough to be here today. Secondly, I'd like to tell you that I'm greatly relieved after the Mayor Wilsonville's testimony to know that this doesn't have any impact on Tualatin or our citizens. I've been terribly mistaken for the last year and a half. But my notes indicate some otherwise. I want to let you know, please, that I understand you taking time to have this hearing today. I also understand, as you get to the end of the session, the public involvement becomes less and less. You don't have to take the time to do this hearing today. I appreciate you doing that very much. And frankly, hopefully my comments won't sound cynical. I don't intend them to be that way. But I keep coming back to saying this is not deja vu again, this is deja vu over and over and over again. I am trying to really figure out why these amendments are here in the present form. I don't have to remind the committee that both chambers of this legislature have had the opportunity to vote for Day Road and have voted against it. They had a minority report, Senate Bill 3. It was defeated in the House. It was defeated in the Senate. Both chambers of this legislature voted by 60% for Senate Bill 3. So I'm trying to understand, and again, no offense to the committee or you, Mr. Chair, but through the process and through the amendments that allegedly Representative Mannix has submitted, why are we going back to the legislature saying, do you really mean what you said? Or can you please change your mind? And I guess part of that, do you really mean what you said, goes back not just to the legislative body, but to the state and its involvement through the last year and a half that I've been following this. And I really thank the mayor of Wilsonville for her testimony, because she pointed out most of the points that I was going to make. And that is the issue of credibility and integrity of our system to the citizens of Oregon. The Department of Corrections analyzed the Day Road site, as the mayor said, and found it to be unacceptable. In the most peculiar way, later, upon reanalysis, they apparently discovered a number of things that their initial analysis didn't provide and became acceptable. I would charge that that's a political decision, not an analytical decision. The videotapes that the corrections, Dave Cook, the corrections head, if it's a proper word, I forget what you call that, the director, indicated the security risks, those issues. Those haven't changed. The world hasn't stopped spinning one way and started spinning another. I want to go back and say, unlike the city of Wilsonville, who's eager to put this facility in for an impact to our community, we have opposed damage. We do believe that's a bad place to build a prison. I have met with the Orbs folks, and I absolutely understand the energies and efforts that these folks have put out over the last 2.5 years trying to battle this thing. Our process is flawed. The supersighting process is terribly flawed. The rest of the country has no problem citing prisons, apparently. They are able to put them where people want them, where there's infrastructure needs and where there's a vitality of investment that jobs and creation and so on would create. And I guess I would say that to say that we should invest in North Wilsonville because it creates the industrial environment that we want there, it provides the infrastructure, it adds the jobs. Wilsonville has a 2-to-1 jobs over housing imbalance now. Our problem is not getting more jobs in the Wilsonville-Tualatin area. It's not where we need the jobs. It's not where we need the investment. The mayor pointed out there'll be a number of business people here from that area to testify that they're in favor of it. Well, let me ask you the question. I'm going to be flippant. If you owned investment property and you didn't live there, and you found the state is going to come in and provide water and sewer and roads and curbs and significant investment to upgrade your property, what would happen to the value of your property? And why would you oppose that? Of course not. That's not an issue of community. That's not an issue of residents, of Oregonians in their homes. I want to just go to a couple points that the mayor made, just because I need to refute those immediately. Number one, the most irate one, I guess, I have is that when she testified that the city of Tualatin has entered into an agreement, a cooperative agreement, to provide water to the prison site. That's not just a falsehood. That's not just disingenuous. That's a flat lie. I've confronted the mayor about this before. That is a flat lie. This is not misinformation, because I've straightened out on this. This mayor and our council have never entered into an agreement with DOC or Tualatin Valley Water Supply District to provide water to the Day Road site or to the dam site. We were contacted about the possibility. There was some discussion. There was never an agreement. And in fact, as the mayor did properly indicate, I am on record and will continue to be on record to oppose that. I do believe the state has the ability to come in and snatch that water to us if they need to, but we have not entered into agreement. So let's set that record straight. The second question about in the urban growth boundary, it absolutely, unequivocally, is not in the urban growth boundary. I chair the Metropolitan Policy Advisory Committee at Metro. I have some knowledge of the urban growth boundary that is not inside the urban growth boundary. It is in an urban reserve that was created as an arbitrage by the Metro Council to allow the prison to go there. And I'm not saying they did that with full intention of making that land available for the prison to go there in an urban reserve area. But it also has a caveat that if the prison doesn't go there, that area comes back out of the urban reserve. It is clearly an arbitrage strictly for that purpose, not the long-range planning of industrializing that area. In fact, the area that is in Washington County, it is zoned, is zoned AF5 predominantly, Agriculture Forest 5, and another designation, which I can't recall the letter, the zoning map will show it, but is a low level of agricultural and other types of shops, welding shops and things like that is permissible in that use right now. Doesn't mean it can't be changed. Just, again, just kind of as a side, but, and I don't know anything about the Tibbetts site, and I'm not here promoting the Tibbetts site, but it's an interesting comment. The mayor was quick to point out that DOC had, in fact, eliminated the Tibbetts site. Well, yeah, probably did. eliminated state road site. That doesn't mean it. We've already proven that. But just because DOC eliminates the site doesn't mean it's not a good site. It just means that the right people don't want it yet. I want to just go back to a couple key issues. You heard all the testimony about the cost, and if you haven't, it's clearly in the record, of spending more money to go to Day Road, millions. It is, frankly, you're right, it's not, or the mayor's right, it's not an issue of water and drainage. Good grief, given enough money, we can put a man on the moon, we can drain the isthmus of Panama, we can provide water to the Sahara. That's not the issue. The issue is how much you want to spend to get there. Is that the right site? Given enough money, we can drain it, but we are all stewards of the public dollars. Why force additional dollars in an area where it isn't needed? And that's the question I keep coming back to. The supersiding process itself mandates community involvement. I would agree that damage did not have a public process, that the damage study, in my opinion, was rammed down the throats of the folks in Wilsonville. We shouldn't be putting the prison there. Why on earth, then, is the only available site left a road? If we want to do the right thing, and that is, in fact, find another location, and I agree that we should find another location from damage, why is it arbitrarily Day Road? Because in the middle of the night, literally, the mayor, responding, I believe, in good faith to an offer that was made by the governor of Wilsonville, poured over some maps to find any site that was closely related to Wilsonville that they could offer up. I don't blame them for doing that. And a gun to their head, what would you do? I have no bad feelings about the city of Wilsonville or the citizens trying to locate. And when somebody said, if you find another site that's here, right here, well, where else are you going to look? So that's where they were forced to look. I'm asking this committee to say, that doesn't make any sense. Why are we taking one man's personal directive to site a prison in a specific location and wrapping 90 legislators in this whole state around one man's personal conviction that we have to have a prison in a particular location? Now, I don't want to get in and debate all those social questions and all those moral questions, but I will tell you this. As an anecdote, I attended a presentation given by one of the directors of one of the components of the YWCA in Portland. She's actively involved in a program to reunite daughters with their incarcerated mothers. And she explained in this meeting that the biggest impediment to doing that are the daughters and the families of the daughters that are not incarcerated, not wanting those girls back next to their mother. Mothers who have demonstrated unconscionable acts in front of these daughters. In fact, in many cases, have prosecuted their very own daughters for their drug habits and for their other issues. And you know, that's not the purpose of the hearing today, but if that's the issue we want to debate, you know, the validity of citing a prison for the purpose of reuniting those mothers and daughters, there are plenty of examples of where that's exactly the wrong thing to do. But the point is, as Senator Cutub mentioned this morning, there are other options. I would respectfully disagree with Representative Shader that it's time to get this thing done today. I would respectfully disagree with the letter by David Cook to Senator Messer that says there's no time to look at another place. What's the panic? The panic is, yes, we do need to build the prisons, we need the beds, but do we have to just pick the one or only site the governor has said it's acceptable and build that case around that? I don't believe that's problem solving. I don't believe that's finding a solution. I think that's, again, trying to force down our organic throats, something that even the supersiding process clearly says it's not an issue. Well, I've totally digressed from the information I want to bring you today, so I apologize for that. I will just go back to three key points. I have some maps for you to show the distance of the proposed Day Road site to homes. Let's forget about whose city it is. Let's forget about what jurisdiction, what community of interest, homes, people that are living there. And the concentric circles, and I'll just pass it over and be distributed in additional copies for the record. And I don't believe this is new information to any of you, but the concentric circles show that several hundred homes in Tualatin within a mile of the site. And you have to go beyond 2 miles to get into significant homes in Wilsonville. And you can tell where homes are by looking at the little blocks on the cul-de-sacs. It's pretty easy to see that. We're talking about a jurisdiction, the city of Wilsonville, again, who maybe this site is close to their city limits. It is not close to their community. Their community is where the people live. It's supported by the Chambers of Commerce and representing those industries who likely will gain significantly by the appreciation of the property values when infrastructure goes through the North Wilson industrial area. I don't blame them for that. You know, if I were the real estate broker, I'd be doing the same thing. It's supported by the Wilsonville Westland School District. Understandably so, because, again, in that case, my opinion is not supporting Bay Road, they're supporting getting it out of damage, because their school system serves the kids that live around damage. Their school system doesn't serve the kids that live around Bay Road. That's the Tiger Tualatin School District and the Sherman School District to serve the kids closest to Bay Road. I might add, as an aside, the 12th School District, Tiger 12th School District, and the Sherman School District are on record opposing the Bay Road site. Clackamas County supports it. Apparently, I haven't heard anyone, any of the Clackamas County commissioners say that. I spent a lot of time with them, but according to Resident Shader, Clackamas County people support it. But it's in Washington County, as pointed out. Washington County is on record opposing it. So we have two jurisdictions. The city of Sherwood is also on record opposing it. We have two cities, the county, and the two school districts most affected by this site are all on record opposing it. You know, the city of Portland and all of us who live there are absolutely in favor of sending our garbage to Arlington. I don't know if Arlington got the vote on that one or not. But this is not significantly different in concept. So I would plead with the committee to not proceed with these amendments, but rather look for more promising opportunities, as the senator has indicated this morning, that may be forthcoming. And frankly, if those don't develop either, let's not just clear the Bay Road because that's the only place that isn't damaged that the governor will buy into. There are other options. There are, and I believe you've been given concepts of locating the intake facility elsewhere and redistributing the women in existing beds at Columbia River and other locations that would accomplish what the governor truly wants, that is to have these inmates close to their families. There have to be a Bay Road to do that. We've got standing facilities that will do that. The sheriffs are endorsing the Bay Road site. Why? Well, because the Oregon City intake facility is a bad functioning facility. The sheriffs need a better facility. And they see possibly Bay Road as a way to break the logjam. Well, yeah, they're supporting that. They're not supporting Bay Road per se. They're supporting getting on with it. There are better ways to get on with it. I believe I've covered most of my points, though probably not in any organized manner. But I do, again, appreciate the time and interest, and I do hope that this committee will, in fact, not act on the Bay Road site as strictly a solution, because it's not a good solution. And I again reiterate that going to damage is also not a good solution. There are better ways to do business in this state, and I believe the citizens of Oregon expect that. I do appreciate your time, and I'm sorry if I was a little harsh.
Well, I appreciate your passion for the issue. I think it's a pleasant one for anyone who's had to be involved in this from the governor on down. But unfortunately, we do have to fight for prison. And there is some logic to putting a prison somewhere in a metro area, though I personally don't consider Wilsonville to be metro. I would consider Northeast Portland to be a good location for this prison. Do that as it may. Any questions for the mayor? Thank you for your time. We have until 10 o'clock this morning to work on this, and we will be back into this again hopefully around 2 o'clock this afternoon. So we won't be able to get to everybody on the list. We've got two full pages here so far. For those who can only be here this morning, we will try to accommodate you in the next hour. Are you on the list? Okay, you only got this morning, Doctor?
I'm on the list, and I have a party in the past, so if you can accommodate me, I would appreciate it.
Okay, I have you then. I have your name on the list here, and also have a note from a William Holmes, who only has this morning. And so why don't the two of you come on up?
other gentleman from the Richmond
Stock. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Holmes. Sit down and you can go first. Well, we'll have Mr. Holmes testify first, and the other two gentlemen can come up.
I can sit anywhere.
Okay, grab a seat there and jump into it. Introduce yourself to the record. And
thank you very much. My name is Bill Holmes. I'm a resident of Tualatin. I appreciate the opportunity to speak here. I remember 12 years ago doing a legislative intern here, and the big joke was by this point in time the decision had already been made, and being that young, I really didn't know if that was the case, and I really don't feel like that is the case, and that's why I'm here today. So I appreciate your openness. I'm opposed to the day road site. It seems like in government we spend a lot of money and a lot of time making sure that due process is followed and making sure that all of the right issues are explored. And because of that, that does increase the cost to the taxpayers. And my issue here is that when we have a process here that has been kind of fast-tracked and sort of going around the rock a lot of ways, it really says to me that we're spending way too much money on these issues in general. In business, you look at a cost-benefit relationship and everything you do, and it appears to me that we haven't done that in this issue. If we can spend millions of dollars on prison sightings, and then we get down to the 11th hour and we have some people raise their hands opposed to it, and then we can turn the wagon and come up with a different alternative, it just seems like to me that all that money has been wasted. I believe in the process in general. I think the original intention of the process was to be fair, and I feel like that we have not had enough talk in terms of other alternatives. We now have a site that is under a different set of criteria, and we haven't measured that site against others with the same set of criteria. And I think, in the sense of fairness and responsibility, we need to at least do that before we say that this site is better than another site. And I'm not going to take your time. It's been a long session for you, I'm sure. But I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Holmes? Thank you for coming today. Dr. Housman?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dr. Michael Cephas. I'm here with Dr. Housman today to speak against the Day Road Amendment. I'm not a resident of Wilsonville or Tualatin. I live in rural Clackamas County, several miles away from either of the sites. I'm here today as a concerned citizen because I've been working against both of these sites because I believe that a prison in the Wilsonville metropolitan area close to residential neighborhoods is not the appropriate place for the siting of a prison. Siting the intake center and the women's prison at Day Road is not a new idea. The Day Road alternative has been proposed numerous times, and each time that there is a public hearing on the issue, the Day Road site has been soundly rejected. There is nothing in the proposed amendment to HB 686 that is any different from the previous attempts to build the prison at Day Road. There is nothing different about the Day Road site now than there was a year ago. The site is too small at 108 acres of usable land. DOC Director Dave Cook has previously testified that the site configuration causes special security concerns. In a memorandum dated February 5th, 1998 from the DOC, it was concluded, quote, operationally, the site will not support all of the buildings and site improvements for adequate use and buffering to the neighbors. The site contains hazardous waste which must be cleaned up. The site contains numerous oil, gasoline, and solvent spills. A thorough level 2 study was not completed because entry permits could not be obtained for several of the parcels. The site is subject to flooding, and there is no realistic method of diverting the water. A September 1998 letter from West Tech Engineering to the DOC stated, since other nearby drainage basins are currently over capacity, an alternative solution to solve the area's flooding problems will be very difficult to identify. The site lacks community support. The city of Wilsonville does not represent the citizens nearest the Day Road site. The site is not even in the same county as most of Wilsonville. The Wilsonville citizens who support the Day Road site do so because they do not want a prison at Damrosch. The site is located only 1 mile from dense residential neighborhoods in Tualatin and just over 1 mile from Tualatin High School. The city of Tualatin and the Tigard-Tualatin School District oppose the site. The site is in the Sherwood School District. The Sherwood School District opposes the prison at Day Road. Acquisition of the site will require forceful condemnation of at least 3 parcels. This will cause delay and additional expense to the taxpayers of Oregon. Of all the sites which have been investigated, the Day Road site is the most expensive to develop according to the DOC and LFO estimates. The site lacks a reliable, long-term water supply. The city of Wilsonville is currently rationing water, and there is a moratorium on any additional development until a suitable water source can be identified. The Wilsonville City Council recently voted to build a water treatment plant to pump water out of the Willamette River. However, there is considerable public opposition to this proposal. Wilsonville citizens have succeeded in placing an initiative on the September ballot to prevent use of Willamette River water for drinking. A bond issue for the plant will also be on the September ballot. Passage of the initiative or failure of the bond issue will result in no water. Placing a prison in Wilsonville places an additional burden on a water system that cannot serve the current citizens.
Dr. Fevers, we have your written testimony here before us. Can you summarize for us, please?
I've got one more minute. It's basically, my position is, it's time to look at realistic alternatives. The Senate Bill 3 provided an alternative in Umatilla that was soundly passed but vetoed by the governor. I implore you to look at other alternatives besides Day Road, to possibly split the intake center and the prison, put the intake center in the Portland metropolitan area, or possibly at the Burns Brothers site in Wilsonville, and then put the women's prison in Umatilla, Junction City, possibly shift the women to OSCI in Salem, put the men in one of the other prisons, and then there's the recent Aurora site, which has just come to life. There are lots of alternatives which will benefit the citizens of Oregon and in a neighborhood where people want it. Thank you.
I come before you, Representative Simmons, Chair, and members of the committee.
Identify yourself. I will.
As Marvin F. Houseman, M.D., I'm a board-certified pediatric urologist and considered expert on neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease. I ask you, you're hearing today several mantras. You hear no time. You're hearing industry. But I ask you, what is a human life worth? Have you really thought about it, members of this committee? I do not come before you as the governor of this illustrious state, who is also an M.D., I do not come before you as the mayor of Wilsonville. I come before you as a member of the healthcare community who is concerned about the welfare of the people of Oregon. I am domiciled in the state of Washington. I am unaffected by whether the prison is at Damrosch or Day Road, and I do not drink water from the Willamette River or Bull Run water. Mayor Lehan earlier today mentioned several things. One, economic necessity for the city of Wilsonville. Two, she kept quoting land use criteria. She never mentioned the health or the welfare of the people of Wilsonville. I want to not speak in rhetoric. I want to speak in specifics. I want to give you two specific items. State of Oregon has been certified as number one in the United States in deaths from Parkinson's disease. The state of Oregon has been certified as number three in the United States in deaths from Alzheimer's disease. These are known statistics that have recently been published. It has also been shown that it is not genetic. If it's not genetic, it has to be environmental. I now bring you to the water issue. No one wants to deal with it. No one wants to discuss what is the impact of asking people to drink from the Willamette River. And I also want you to think, what is the impact of asking people to drink from Bull Run? I have given before you two pieces of literature. The first is on Coca-Cola, which made the headlines in the Wall Street Journal yesterday and is all over internet. Coca-Cola has been stopped from selling Coke all over the world except the United States. It is banned from most of the countries in Europe and also from Africa because there are tainted cans of Coca-Cola. I want you to think about the fact that a large water bottling plant for Coca-Cola is located in the city of Wilsonville. I also want to alert that I have submitted documentation to Coca-Cola in Atlanta, Georgia, specifying toxic sources of pollutants in the Willamette River adjacent to the water treatment plant that you're about to vote for in the city of Wilsonville. I have also given you a letter written to me by Harvard Medical School and the Massachusetts General Hospital. This is not rhetoric. This is specifics. And in this letter, and I did what DEQ took 6 years, one phone call, and I found three animal models that mimic human disease: Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and cataracts. And in that letter, you will see that an associate professor of psychiatry and in toxicology at Harvard Medical School has written that there are toxic components, zinc, copper, arsenic, etc., in water that cause these diseases and can be proven. So I would like you to keep that in mind before you vote to put a prison at Damish or Day Road where there is no water and force the people of this region to go to the river. Take me to the river. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of human life. I want you to think of your gun law. Everybody is very upset about guns and legislating guns. You have an empty gun before you. There are bullets on the table. Those bullets are arsenic, cadmium, chromium, dioxin. I mention dioxin because Belgium has been outlawed from exporting meat and poultry to the UK and the United States because of dioxin food products that have been shipped to Belgium from Spain. Is this not a similar analogy? Let us rush to the river before we know what we're feeding the people of the state of Oregon. I've heard this morning the mayor and her representative say, well, it's an industrial area anyway. Is this what the people of the state of Oregon deserve? Don't they deserve better studies? I also have evidence that arsenic has been lowered recently, about 3 weeks ago, by the EPA from 50 parts per billion down to 10 parts per billion. A recent medical study has shown that even 10 parts per billion can cause bladder cancer. Those are hard facts. I hold before you a study that was done by the USGS in the state of Oregon on the Willamette River Basin. They have identified 7 out of 17 point sources of pollution of arsenic above human health criteria. I have never heard one moment from the mayor of Wilsonville or her representatives or Montgomery Watson how they are going to protect these people from arsenic. How are they going to remove it from the toxic sludge of the Willamette River? Now, I am passionate, but life has passion and meaning, and that's what life is all about. I went to medical school. I then went to raise a family. I now have the legacy of trying to outdo Alzheimer's disease. But I want to go on record that I also want to stop the insanity of endangering the populace of this wonderful state and ruining its economic viability by an ill-sighted event. I urge you, if you don't know the answer, don't vote. Ask questions. There is many answers out there to the questions I raised. I did not hear that from the city of Wilsonville. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. You're citing that Oregon already has, I don't remember exact numbers, first, second, third of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, yet the only people in Oregon that I know of who drink around river water are in Corvallis. So how can you equate poison in the Willamette River to the incidences of these diseases?
I think that explains the whole situation at Oregon State University.
Oh, I don't go bad enough to the West.
Well, let me answer in two ways. One, I've testified before officially before the Committee on Natural Resources. I've testified here several times. That question was raised to myself and to ODAC. And no disrespect to ODAC, but obviously you can read the Oregonian about the criticisms of ODAC over the past 10 years. I want to go on record also with that ODAC was given $6 million.
What is ODAC?
Oregon Department of Environmental Quality.
ODAC, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They were given $6 million to come up with a biologic model over the past 6 years. And I testified before Senate Yeast Committee on that. After 6 years, they had a blank page. No biologic model was ever created. Before you, I have given from Harvard Medical School two biologic models that can prove whether the water that's being taken out of the Willamette River is suitable for human use as well as Bull Run water. In addition, to answer your question, specifically, no epidemiologic study was ever done on the city and the people of Corvallis. That should be done. The total cost of that study would probably be less than $50,000. Yet I'm told that the governor does not want to spend $500,000 to study Aurora. You have another prison site with water, with potentially no hazardous waste. What is a human life worth? Is it worth $500,000? I ask you to deliberate that before you make your vote.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Byer, if I can add something to that. My profession is a geophysicist, and so I have quite a bit of knowledge of geology and geophysics of Oregon. Oregon's a very volcanic terrain, and a lot of the groundwater in Oregon is very high in heavy metals, and such as arsenic. We don't know at this time whether there is a link between those levels, just in general well water within the state of Oregon, and various diseases. That is a study that is yet to be done. But that may explain why Oregon has such a high level of these types of diseases.
Thank you for the question. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening.
Are there others who can only be here this morning? Okay. Why don't you come on up? Is your name on? Have you signed up?
Karen Bray.
Okay. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can. And if you can keep it to about 5 minutes or half an hour. And as much as you agree with statements that have been made already this morning, just indicate that for the record if you can.
My name is Karen Bragg Kersley. I live about a quarter mile from Day Road on Grant Garden Acre Road, the Sherwood address. I've lived there since 1976. I moved to that area originally because I wanted the quiet, rural, distant feeling of not being involved with the Metroplex of Portland, and yet I was tied to there from jobs and employment. Since 1976, there has been a tremendous change in this area between Wilsonville and Tualatin. The change in the area where I live has not been along the lines of rural and residential. It's been along the lines of industrial and commercial. When I lived there, when I bought my property in 1976, Wilsonville was a gas station and a restaurant. Tualatin had a Kmart. There was no interstate trucking company. There was no garbage sorting center. There was no traffic problem. Now I can't even get off of Garden Acre Road and make a turn onto Day Road without sitting for 10 minutes, no matter what time of the day. It's no longer rural. It's not residential. I'm not sure what it is. If a prison is to be built in the Wilsonville area, Damish is not the place for the prison. If it has to be in the Wilsonville area, the area of Damish Road is the most suitable.
Day Road.
Day Road, right, excuse me. It is not going to change the nature of the neighborhood as it exists because it's not a neighborhood as it exists. It will finally and for once determine what the area will become as a whole, rather than a hodgepodge of houses, small acreages, and commercial development. It needs to decide what it is, have an identity, and go that route. Infrastructure needs to change. Day Road is narrow. It has no shoulders. It's a danger. Something has to happen to the area. If bringing the prison brings the infrastructure, then it's good for the area. As a neighbor of the area, as someone who lives within a quarter mile of the area, who is most definitely impacted by this decision, I urge you to stop all of the delay, stop all of the discussion, and make a decision, and that's to put the prison at Bay Road.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes.
Could I ask?
Yes.
Would you be selling your property if the prison comes there?
I would be selling my property anyway because I don't like the industrial nature of the land around me.
Let's keep some order in the room. The interruptions from the audience really aren't needed or appreciated, so thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Stacy Runge, and I've lived in the Wilsonville area most of my life. My family manages the nursery that is across on Grand Prairie, across from the Day Road site. We've had this nursery since 1981. It's my grandmother lives at our business site also. A portion of our family's property, we have, unfortunately, happen to have property on both sides of Grand Prairie. Half of our business property is the alternate site. And by the way, in comments to, regarding selling property, our portion of our business that is the alternate site, if it was decided, would be sold, of course, to the prison. But we would be continuing our business as status quo across the street with or without a prison there. Today I represent not only myself and my family, but also the North Wilsonville Industrial Association. It's a community group consisting of businesses and property owners affected by this proposal. I just have a few, summarize a few of our concerns. Many of us are long-term property owners who have seen changes in the urban reserve area occurring over time. Anyone who has lived or owned a business in this area for more than a couple of years has to realize the future of this area is industrial and commercial development, not residential. This urban reserve area is now the home of a yard debris processing facility, an asphalt plant, a number of heavy construction staging areas, a tractor trailer maintenance facility, and a commercial fabrication plant. What's more, a portion of the Day Road site was formerly a hazardous waste transfer station. The city of Wilsonville has grown out to us, and all of the budding land uses in the North Wilsonville area are industrial. These include a garbage transfer station, several trucking and distribution centers, manufacturing plants, wrecking yards, taxi service, and warehouses. This area is in great need of upgrading the infrastructure and adequate road systems for the heavy use of commercial and industrial transportation currently utilizing these roads. The area desperately needs adequate drainage to control the man-made stormwater problem that has been created over the last few years. The Class 4 and 5 soils are generally too rocky to farm. This area has suffered from a policy of neglect over the years. Roads, sewers, stormwater, and sound land use planning have long been absent. This industrial area will significantly benefit from comprehensive planning. This is something that can be done when this area is annexed into the city of Wilsonville and the prison site at Day Road. We supported on the inclusion of Urban Reserve 42 inside the urban growth boundary last year for Metro. We wholeheartedly support the siting of the prison at Gay Road. We believe this will bring the greatly needed infrastructure and facilitate industrial growth in this area. For the last few months, key business leaders in Wilsonville, the Portland metropolitan area, and the area around the site have met with area state legislators to discuss the merits of locating the Women's Prison and Intake Center at Gay Road. The group arrived at 7 top reasons for siting the prison at Gay Road, and all are 100% supportive of the site. Aside from obvious benefits to the property owners in the urban reserve area.
You have your written testimony here. Yeah. Can you summarize for us? You've made some very good points. Can you summarize?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today, I'll just say my last paragraph. Today, the Rural Elections and Public Affairs Committee have a unique opportunity to facilitate this process. You can help this area reach its highest and best use. I urge you to listen to the long-term residents and do what's best. Site the prison at Bay Road.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you for coming today. Senator Miller, do you want to testify? And Representative Wells, do you want to testify?
You want to come on up?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, State Senator Randy Miller, District 13. Let me just, because you all are familiar with my thoughts on this issue, let me just be very brief and appreciate the opportunity to testify. First of all, I think, as you all recognize, Damish is an inappropriate site for a women's prison and an intake center. I believe 89 members who have voted on Senate Bill 3 reached that conclusion quite clearly. So I hope that if nothing else, this committee absolutely eliminates the damaged site for consideration. Secondly, the Day Road site is no better. The initial reports from the Department of Corrections indicated that, concluded that. The residents don't want it. It doesn't need to be there. I have sat in on meetings with those who are interested in that site, yes, because infrastructure would come. That doesn't mean they want a prison there. It means they want infrastructure there. And there's a substantial difference. If there was some state office building or some state function that could provide infrastructure, that would generate support. But I can guarantee you it is not support for a prison or an intake center. Thirdly, as you, I'm sure, are aware, another site has presented itself. And we have not had time to fully explore the viability of that site, but at least its preliminary view is that it, my view is Umatilla close. It should meet all the reasonable objections, and in some cases unreasonable objections, of the chief executive, who seems bent on destroying the community of Wilsonville, but in this case, to overcome the objection of separating the felons from their families, this would cure that problem. Now, I have looked at the site myself. It's 160 acres. It is served by sewer, by gas, by water. Appears to be, at least at this preliminary stage, a very viable site. It is available through a willing seller. The neighbors who have to date been contacted are supportive of the idea. It's interesting to read the comments and the reaction from the governor's office that, oh my gosh, this comes at the 11th hour. Well, let me submit to this committee that seemed to be okay for a site that is under consideration by some, and that would be Day Road. I remember the same comment, the 11th hour. Well, I would submit to this committee that it's better that a good solution come at the 11th hour than allow a bad result to happen. And so I would implore this committee, don't feel compelled to make a decision today. As I understand this process, we might be here perhaps another week or two. And so we will have some additional time in order to resolve this question. And I think it's very important to take that time. I'm not aware of any dirt being moved at any site in order to start construction on any of these facilities. If that's true, I suspect I would have been hearing about it because I would have been invited to join those who would have stood awaiting the bulldozer to mow us down. But that hasn't happened. And so before we go ahead and commit ourselves to an atrocity here, I would ask this committee to delay action on, at least final action on this bill. And with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Thank you, Senator Miller. As you well know, in this process, sometimes the 11th hour goes on longer than any other 12. A question for Senator Miller at this point? What's this, Gar?
Actually, more of a statement. I just would like to thank Senator Miller for his consistency in opposing both these sites, and I think that that's important, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Representative Wells.
Thank you. I'm Representative Larry Wells, and kind of like jumping into the lion's den coming into this issue. I can appreciate why we did pass the supersiding bill, I guess, a few years back and try to depoliticize this issue. But being around this building, heard from a time when that supersiding bill, of course, was passed, it was going to allow the governor to make this decision, and now we've, of course, taken it back over, and you see what's kind of what's happened. And sitting here with Senator Miller, I think we are in agreement on at least partly what he has said. I do not support the damaged site. I've been involved in this issue. You might say, well, why am I here? Well, I represent Marion County. I represent an area in my district that really has and is impacted by the current prisons more than any other legislator that's here in this body. I have toured every prison that we have out here, every state institution. I have been in all of them. I have been up to these sites. I did take the time. I don't know if any of you have actually been up there and walked around on the ground, but I have. I took a day and went up there. I met with the neighbors. I hauled the neighbors around in my pickup, and we toured the sites. I went down the damage. I drove around there. Damage is too valuable a piece of property to build a prison on. And we're in agreement on that. It is a beautiful piece of property. It's like a lot of the properties that were picked by the state years ago. They're prime pieces of property. Whether you're out on Hillcrest, you're out on the prison property out there, whatever, these are prime pieces of real estate picked out by the state years ago. Damage, we can sell it. We can get a lot of money out of it. We can do other things. Representative Loken has a bill, and I think we can work some things out with her. The senator and I do disagree on the fact, because I do support Day Road, and I was asked to come here by the supporters of Day Road site and speak on that behalf, because I have been up there. I have walked around on it. I am a farmer. Land is my business. And I walked around. I looked at this site. And I came to the conclusion that this would be a good spot. I agree with the previous two ladies who were sitting here in front of you before that do live there. I went by those houses. I looked at the industrial area, the railroad track down there, and whatever. And this would make a good site. It's a good site as far as coming off of the freeway and everything, and it needs to be developed. And I think it's the spot where we ought to build it. And so I'm here supporting the Day Road site. I voted for the minority report as a Republican when we had Senate Bill 3, and I consistently supported the Day Road site from the first time I heard about it last summer. And so I'm here supporting that, and I just wanted to come and make that statement today.
Representative Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Wells, just one question, actually. You recognize that the only reason that the legislature is involved in this process at all is because the governor wants the legislature to be involved. I mean, in a sense, he's made a legal siting. He can't do anything differently under the law unless he gets legislative action. So it's the governor that's basically asked for legislative action.
Representative Chair and Representative Devlin, I don't have a good answer for you to review what you said. I think, in a sense, we took it back away from him.
Representative Wells, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. No.
Clearly, if the governor wanted to, he has authority to proceed at Danish. He probably does not have budget authority or bond authority at this time, but he has that authority. The only reason we have to take any action is because the governor would prefer a different alternative. And under the supersiding law, he does not have that avenue available to him unless he gets legislative action. If you want, I can show you an attorney general's opinion to that effect.
Mr. Chair, Representative Beyer.
Thank you. Representative Wells, a person who's been on both sites and walked both sites and says, and in your opinion, you say the Day Road side is clearly the preferred side of the two. How does this explain the fact then that the governor said damage was the preferred side of the two and chose damage?
Chair, Representative Beyer. Way early in the process, I don't know really what all went on. When Day Road was originally, and I don't know how closely Day Road was even looked at in the first case, when that decision was made concerning damage. I think there were some issues. Of course, we already owned the damaged property. Should we be going out and buying other land when we already owned it and all these sort of issues? But I think as time has gone on, as you know, the governor has basically stated that the Day Road site would fill the bill, and that would I can't speak, I don't remember exactly all the comments, but I am not really all that familiar with that original decision, but as you know, when the emergency board said take a look at this way back in the summer, then there seemed to be a change of mind. That's all I know.
Well, Mr. Chair, it's not a question, but more of a comment, I guess. The Day Road site was looked at originally, along with every other potential site in the metro area, by the Department of Corrections that the prison would fit. And the Day Road site was rejected at that time when they went through the quote-unquote non-political process, and they at that time rejected the Day Road site as a possibility for this prison. But then when it became a political process, then all of a sudden Day Road is the preferred alternative. So, Representative Wells, it seems that if you want to say that in a non-political decision, we should take the best site, well, we did, and that's Spanish. And that's why I don't understand now why you now have changed when you said first that you support the non-political process of citing prisons.
Mr. Chair, as I was using that as an example, of course, of what happens. You and I both served on Judiciary Committee last session, and we went through. We were involved in this whole process and all the hearings, and then I was realizing what would happen if we politicized it, and of course that's where we are today. We have brought this into the legislature, and now we are citing a prison and prisons and landfills and difficult things to cite anywhere, as we well know. But I think that where we are now in the process and having looked at this whole thing, I will continue to support the Day Road site.
Thank you. Senator Miller, just a brief response. And that is that, Mr. Chairman, Representative Beyer, as you may know, there's a doctrine in the law called the fruit of the poisonous tree. And one of the things that happened in the siting process originally was that the siting authority failed to follow its own rules. Now, that is what allowed them to pick the damaged site. And it didn't have the adequate buffering. It did not have the community interest. And that was not only within their stated criteria for what should be picked, it was also in statute. And the siting authority decided just not to obey the law. So what I would hope that Representative Wells would take the time to do is look at this new site and discover whether or not he thinks that's viable, given the fact that so far, it's absent any dissent within the community. It is not close to schools. It does not disrupt neighborhoods. It has access to I-5 superior to both Day Road and Danish, and for a 100-year decision or more, if we take another month, if we take two more months,
to make the right decision. Frankly, I think that's time well spent.
Senator Devlin.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Senator Miller, you said that in selecting damage, the siting committee did not follow their own criteria. In your opinion, if the governor had went through the process of superciding, formed the committee, and they had reviewed the Day Road site, would it have met the criteria?
It would not, in order to have had the resolution of community interest. I don't think that at that time the community would have been interested. As you well know, it's a unique jurisdictional question as to which community should speak to the suitability of that site. Clearly, the residents of the Tualatin area are far more impacted and have raised significant objections. I think one of the untold stories in this whole question with respect to either Damish or Day Road is going to be the cost of the water in an effort to purify something that perhaps can't be purified, and certainly not in the near term, and certainly not for an approximate $10 million, I think, that the DOC is dedicated to that effort. The most recent figure I saw on that water treatment plant was about $92 million. And so this will make our error over at the DMV of a couple of years back probably look like small change.
Further questions? Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We have time for a few more before we have to go to the floor at 10 o'clock. Okay, well, are you on the list?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mike Mueller.
Take one up, Mike.
Jane
McClain. Jane McClain. Okay. We'll take you after Mr. Mueller here, and then send one back to the Beard. What's your name?
Bob Mitchell.
Yep, we've got you here. Okay, go ahead.
Representative Simmons and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Mike Mueller. I'm a resident of the city of Tualatin. You have my written testimony. However, I'll omit those points that have already been covered, but I do want to highlight some things in here that have not yet been brought forward.
Thank you.
As the state once again considers placing a women's prison and co-intake center at Day Road, I urge you to focus on the facts and not the politics of this issue. As a measure of the level of political bickering on this issue, Senators Gordley and Dukes did not attend a single hearing of Senator Qtub's Special Senate Committee on Prison Siting over the summer. The Senate members who did work on that committee came in hoping to endorse a Day Road site. However, when given a public hearing, the facts brought before them forced them to consider other options, as the members of that committee unanimously opposed a Day Road siting. And during this session, on both occasions when SB 3 was presented to committees in the House and in the Senate, Governor Kitzhaber's policy advisor, Mr. Marks, provided his self-defined compromise of a siting at Day Road. Now yet again, the governor and his staff, along with various interest groups in Wilsonville, are trying to force this prison and intake center into the same unwilling community. The governor requested that the legislature provide a cost-effective alternative to damage as he continuously vetoed legislation last session. Umatilla was that cost-effective alternative, and yet he vetoed SB 3 because of his own new self-imposed regional burden-sharing concept. As Representative Devlin succinctly pointed out in a letter to Governor Kitzhaber last June, quote, "It is clear the Day Road site would have been rejected summarily had it been subjected to the same criteria under which damage was selected." Wilsonville supports Day Road because it will solve their water problem by forcibly taking land to the north of their city and claiming it as theirs. In fact, and this is quite important, Wilsonville's proposed city budget includes $13 million provided by the state for water and related infrastructure costs. This is reported at their own June 21st City Council meeting. While Wilsonville once fought a prison in their city, they have now found it financially beneficial to locate a prison outside their community and then to mislead everyone by claiming the land belonged to them all along. Consider this. There are 2,000 Tualatin homes within 2 miles of the Day Road site, including my own. Wilsonville has no homes, residential homes, within 2 miles of the Day Road site. Of course they like it. Also importantly, a prisoner intake center does not have to be sited in order to save damage. The legal authority for the state to issue the debt necessary to fund the damage site expires on June 30, 1999. Without new legislative action, the governor cannot break ground on damage as he has threatened.
In fact, with the current pending litigation surrounding damage, the state and the treasurer's office cannot issue the necessary debt before June 30th, which is next Wednesday. The governor was misled, I believe, when he said the Day Road site has a better transportation connection to I-5 and that the site was targeted for industrial development. Wilsonville's mayor often touts the new freeway overpass near Boone's Ferry and Day Road as evidence of this new transportation connection, conveniently ignoring downtown Wilsonville's own new four-lane freeway underpass from I-5 on the way to Damage. I'd like to point to an article in the February 1999 issue of Governing Magazine featuring Wilsonville Mayor Charlotte Lehan. The article is insightful in that it provides us a little bit of information on how Day Road came to be a site in the first place. And I quote, "With the legislative board poised to approve financing for a prison at Damage, Lehan pored over maps and aerial photos and in just a few hours came up with an alternative site, i.e. Day Road." End quote. I would hope land use planning in the state and the siting of a facility that will be around for more than 100 years is subject to more formal due diligence than looking at a local map for a few hours and finding a spot on the map, particularly when that land lies outside Wilsonville city limits. I've also found it ironic that Wilsonville has been planning their urban village at Damage for years, but yet found Day Road a suitable prison site in just a few hours. In fact, the Day Road site is such a poor alternative, you might correctly surmise it was chosen not because it is the best site for a new prisoner intake center, but because it is not damaged. I strongly urge you to continue your work to find a community supporting a prison in their community. In fact, you already have such a community in Umatilla, and as reported in yesterday's Statesman Journal, a site in Donald should be given your serious consideration. I also support Senator Q-Tub's conceptual amendments, which she brought before you this morning. However, even on the surface, the Day Road site is an unacceptable alternative. If Wilsonville wants to truly host a prison in their city, they have a state-owned site chosen by the governor at Damage. Regardless, Day Road has serious shortcomings that make it an unacceptable option.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller, for coming today. And I appreciate your written testimony and your expediency in getting through it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. McLeod? McLean.
Members of the committee, I'm Gene McLean. I'm a resident of Walton. I've been a resident there for about 6 or 7 years, and I've observed this situation for the last several years. My background is that I've been an engineer for over 40 years. And one of the main things I like to do in the engineering, at least, is try to keep it simple. And one thing that the sewer siting law was trying to make simple, but the only thing is, the legislators, they did a good job of passing the sewer siting law. They even said there that other people shouldn't interfere with the decision once the decision's made, that governor makes it, and that should be it. Well, apparently, a governor doesn't seem to know how to follow a law. However, if he did, go ahead and select Damage. And so that should have been the end of it. But when we spend something like $500 million for a committee to go ahead and look into the various sites, and if we don't like that answer, then we can try to come up with something else because we think we're better than the siting committee. Well, I don't think that's true. And one thing is you have the political considerations and you have the factual considerations. I prefer the factual. I went out to the Damage site. I looked at it. My opinion was, hey, it was a great site because I noticed that there was just a few farm buildings down. The ground was high. So consequently, if there's any shooting involved, it wouldn't affect the houses around it. Also, those people that are living there, they know that that's been a hospital for all these years, and it may continue to be something along that vein for many, many years in the future. So they bought that property with the idea of knowing what that use of that property is. Whereas when I bought it, Walton, I bought a piece of property I saved most of my life for, and I had no warning that there was going to be a prison nearby. So it impacts me a great deal. One thing is that it would decrease my property values on my house and everyone around me, and these are upscale houses. So, and the property around Tualatin is expanding completely towards the south. There's a big development going on right now that's got, several hundred more homes going in. So it's constantly expanding in that direction. And so what we're talking about is hurting your way of life by putting in a prison right into a community. I do not understand that logic. Also, if the governor didn't like the Yuma Tow site, do we have any figures that support how many of those families visit those prisoners, and whether it's a good idea for those prisoners to even be visited by some of those people? In other words, you should have some statistics that prove how valuable that is. In my way of thinking, once you became a prisoner, of course this was years ago, you lost your rights. Why are we giving more consideration to the prisoners and their families than we are to the citizens who pay the taxes that built your prisons? That's all I have to say.
Thank you for coming today. You want to call on Mr. Mitchell and the fellow in the green shirt back here? What's your name?
John.
SK? Okay. Mr. Mitchell, sit down and jump right into it, if you would.
Representative Kim, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me a few minutes. I have prepared testimony that I'll pass out, but I'll be real brief about this. A lot of the things that I'm concerned about have already been addressed today, so there's no need to go over it. One of the things, I guess, that bothers me the most about this is I'm personally offended by the way the city of Wilsonville has approached this thing. This is a waste of our tax dollars in the biggest sense of the word. And there's other alternatives to Hay Road. There's alternatives to damage. I'd like us to look at them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chairman, I want to make certain that you people have above average intelligences. I want to make sure everyone member of this committee actually visits Day Road, actually drive around there. There's 500 gravel trucks go around it. Actually, I hope you review the report that cost the taxpayers $500,000 that was prepared for the governor dated June 1998 that explains factual information on Day Road rather than emotional mumble-jumble. This is a very factual report what's involved, what's really at the Day Road site, and it was paid by taxpayers' dollars. You people seen this report? Have you read it? Everyone in the committee should read it. And I humbly ask that everyone actually drives up there and reviews the Day Road site. It has absolutely no impact on neighborhoods, absolutely none. And you have to be there and see it yourselves. You can't look at the map. Now, the city of Wilsonville is not really a hick town. They've spent a lot of time on this. They've given you a lot of factual information, and they left the emotionalism elsewhere. And we have to give them some, we have to weigh to their testimony with facts rather than emotional rhetoric. But I ask all of you to visit the Day Road site. See exactly what's around there, period.
Representative Devlin?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Mitchell, do you have a property that would be purchased as part of the Day Road site?
No,
that would be, I'm sorry, I have the wrong person. Mr.
For your information, I own the most expensive property on the Day Road site, and it's already zoned industrial. And if I sell it to the state, I'm actually losing money. In the long run, it's to my advantage to hold on to the property because it's already zoned industrial. However, because I was a property owner, I was exposed to all the information on this site, and I got involved politically. Economically, it will hurt me if it goes there, but I'm successful enough and pragmatic enough to accept the loss.
Mr. Sterling, do you have any documented offers for your property in the last year or other?
Pardon?
Do you have any documented offers for your
Representative Devlin, I purchased the property a year ago last January.
secondarily, question. Are you aware that in Representative Mannix's amendment to the bill, he's removed the $10,000, quote-unquote, hush money to local people in addition to the value of the property that was in the minority report?
What are you saying?
Mr. Skirny, in the original minority report that was rejected by the...
Well, my name is Skirtis. Skirtis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Skirtis, in the original minority report that was offered in both the House and the Senate and failed, it included $10,000 additional payment to property owners who sold to DOC beyond the true market value of the property. That has been removed in Representative Mannix's amendment to the bill, and I just wanted to know if you were aware of that.
I'm completely unaware of what you're even talking about.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
For the question? Thank you for coming today. You seem rather urgent. Are you on the list this morning?
Susan,
real quick. Okay, come on up, Susan.
I get my kids out of the school. Thank you very much for hearing me. My name is Susan Richlick. I represent my own family of four. My mother-in-law, Eileen Richlick, at 25020 Southwest Grahams Ferry Road, who has a residence there also. And my brother-in-law, David Richlick, and his family of four, who live on Garden Acres Road. I am raising the third generation of Richlicks on Grahams Ferry Road, directly across the street from the Day Road site. Unlike my neighbors, the Braggs, we intend to stay on the site and raise our families here as our fathers and grandmothers before us. And when those folks needed to go to school, Wilsonville said we were too far. And so Sherwood has always educated our family, and we're considered in the Sherwood area. And so I can see how it's easy for Wilsonville to say we have an excellent site, because they're putting it in someone else's front yard. And we've never elected Wilsonville officials. They've never represented us. And we are not in Wilsonville. And we don't want the prison at the Day Road site. We plan on staying there and raising our families there. And I appreciate your taking time to hear this once again. Thank you.
Thank you for coming today. Well, it's been a very divisive issue. It is very nearly now 10 o'clock. Are you signed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll take you and be the last one for this morning, and we will try to reconvene as close to 2 o'clock. Come on up. As close to 2 o'clock as we can. Sometimes we are delayed on the floor of the House. We do have a bigger agenda this morning than we've had for some time on the floor, so we may be late getting back here, but we will get back here as soon as we can and try to make sure everyone is accommodated today.
Okay. My name's Ross Guilford. I live in Wilsonville. I'm not a public speaker, so I'm a little bit nervous and don't have a suit on, or look like the OJ defense team that was up.
Well, you're just fine. Just give us your thoughts
about it. Here's what I wanted to say. I'm a business economics major. That was 20 years ago, so I probably forgot a lot of what I've learned. But one of the things that I do remember is something called opportunity cost. The opportunity cost of the damaged property has to be at least $4.5 million a year in property tax revenue. The property tax revenue goes primarily to support the schools. The governor is pushing for help for the schools. The damaged property would seem to be a benefit to the school district. The other thing that I haven't heard anybody say is, and I did get your light, so maybe I missed some other testimony, but to have the property directly adjacent to the prison, directly adjacent to two school properties, I think is just, it's a moral and ethical travesty. I don't believe that that's something that a civilized society should do. I think industrial property is fine, or, you know, as Mr. Miller said, way out in eastern Oregon someplace would be fine. I've also seen both properties, and I think the industrial property at Bay Road is probably the better site of the two. Often in life, you have to choose between, you know, two difficult locations are two difficult decisions, and I think probably the Bay Road is the best. That's all I wanted to say.
What was your name again?
Ross Guilford.
Ross Guilford. Yeah, okay. I've got that. Yeah. Do you have any written testimony?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And with that, we will
conclude this hearing, and we'll be back here as near to 2 o'clock as we can. So we are adjourned.